This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Al-Kareem, the most perfect. You know that friend that always insists on paying for everything? Why is that quality of theirs one that stands out the most? Al-Kareem is the name of Allah that's truly one that we thank Him for. If you were to ask any Arabic speaker what the word Kareem means, and they'll tell you off the cuff, it means generous. But it actually means more than generosity. I once had a person ask me, how is the Quran generous? I said, what do you mean? He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّهُ لَقُرْآنٌ كَرِيمٌ, that it is a generous Quran, in Surah Al-Waqi'ah. I said, Kareem here doesn't mean generous. It means perfect. It is a perfect Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being Al-Kareem means that He is a Lord of perfect attributes. Karam is the perfection of an attribute. And that is why any attribute that is considered an attribute of perfection is called a karam. And so truthfulness is a karam, courage is a karam, generosity is a karam, loyalty is a karam. Allah calls Himself Al-Kareem and Al-Akram. يَا أَيُّهَا الْإِنسَانُ مَا غَرَّكَ بِرَبِّكَ الْكَرِيمِ, Allah says, O human being, what has deluded you regarding your Lord the Perfect? Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, اِقْرَأْ وَرَبُّكَ الْأَكْرَمِ, read and your Lord is the most perfect. So both of these are two names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls the Qur'an Kareem, like we've seen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also calls Jibreel Kareem. In Surah Al-Takwir, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنَّهُ لَقَوْلُ رَسُولٍ كَرِيمٍ, that it is the speech of a perfect messenger. And so how did this word become dominated by generosity? Because the Arabs looked at which attribute makes a person seem perfect. And they found it to be generosity. If someone is generous, it covers all sorts of other defects. Imam Shafi'i said in one of his famous poems, he says, وَإِذَا كَثَرَتْ عُيُوبُكَ فِي الْبَرَايَا وَصَرَّكَ أَن يَكُونَ لَهَا غِطَاءُ تَسَتَّرْ بِالسَّخَاءِ فَكُلُّ عَيْبٍ يُغَطِّيهِ كَمَا قِيلَ السَّخَاءُ. And if your mistakes are many amongst the folk, and you wish to conceal them in a cloak, then conceal them with generosity, as hence every fault, as is said, is concealed by benevolence. And though we've established that it is speaking about more than generosity, and is actually speaking about the perfection of attributes, this word, karam, this name is still appropriate to talk about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's generosity, because we're going to have other names where we can explore other manifestations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's perfection. So number one, Al-Kareem is the one who loves to give. There are many people who will give out of obligation. They might host you for dinner if you show up in their town, or grant you an evening or two or three of hospitality, but it's not the thing that they love the most. They would much rather keep their money in their pocket, for example. But then there are people who love to give. And if you know one of those people, I want you to share this video with them, because these people, nothing makes them happier than to pretend to go and wash their hands at the end of dinner with their friends, only to sneakily go and pay for everybody's meal. They don't do this out of showing off or out of any sense of obligation or burden. It truly makes them happy to spend on others. Number two, Al-Kareem is the one who bestows and then praises. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises Nuh in the Quran, and He calls him Ni'ma al-Abd, an excellent servant. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises Ibrahim and calls him Awwah, and He calls him Halim, someone who is very forbearing, compassionate. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises Maryam and He calls her Siddiqah, truthful. The question then becomes, who made Nuh like that? Who made Ibrahim like that? And who made Maryam like that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But that is a beautiful manifestation of His generosity, that He gives you the attributes that are praiseworthy, and then He praises you for having them. It reminds me of a teacher who teaches a student everything that they know and then praises them for being a good student. That's the complete opposite of a teacher who teaches a student everything that they know but then never gives the student credit for learning. They simply want all of the glory to themselves. They want all of the credit for themselves. So a beautiful manifestation of generosity is to be generous with your praise and with your compliments. Number three, Al-Kareem is the one who does not reject an asker. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Hayyun Kareem. That Allah, in Hadith in Tirmidhi, the Hadith of Salman, that Allah is shy and generous. He's too shy that if one of us raise our hands to ask Him, that He allows for those hands to go back empty and dejected. Al-Kareem, number four, is the one who gives more than what they are asked. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives without asking, firstly. As the saying goes, imagine if you only woke up today with what you had asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for yesterday. The reality is that the majority of daily blessings that we experience, we never asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala simply bestows on us because of who He is. So what do you expect that Allah is going to do with you when you actually ask Him? So what is the major takeaway that I want you to know from this name? Is to be generous. And guess who were the most generous people out of everybody? Who are the people who are most generous? I'll give you one guess, and you're not going to get it. You might say al-Sahaba, you might say al-Aws, you might say al-Khazraj, you might say, but the people who are most generous were the family of the Prophet ﷺ, Ahlul Bayt. And how could they not be when they learned directly from Rasulullah ﷺ? And there's a beautiful story that Imam Al-Ghazali, he mentions in Ihya Ulumuddin in his chapter on the criticism of stinginess, that Al-Hasan and Al-Husayn and Abdullah, their cousin, the son of Ja'far ibn Abi Talib, they were traveling on the way to Hajj and they stopped by a Bedouin tent. And when they stopped by the Bedouin tent, they asked if there was any food, and there was only the lady of the tent. She was there, her husband had left, and she said, there's nothing that we have other than a single sheep. And so they slaughtered the sheep, and they told her, we are a group of people from Quraysh. If you ever make your way to Medina, we'd love to be able to thank you for it. And so eventually, over time, she goes through some sort of hardship, her and her husband, and they make their way to Medina. And so this woman is walking down the streets of Medina, however long this time period is, and she's carrying manure. She's carrying manure that she is trading with. And Al-Hasan recognizes her. And he says to her, are you so-and-so? And she says, yes. He said, do you remember the time when three people had come by? And she said, is that you? And he said, yes. And he said to her, wait right here. And then he sent for 1,000 sheep to be purchased for her and gifted her with 1,000 dinars. And then he said to her, now go to my brother, go to Al-Husayn and tell him what I did. And so then Al-Husayn says to her, what did my brother do? She said, your brother gave me 1,000 sheep and 1,000 dinars. And Al-Husayn then said, okay, wait for me right here. And then he went and he matched with 1,000 sheep and 1,000 dinars. And then he sent her to Abdullah. And Abdullah said to her, how much did Al-Hasan Al-Husayn appreciate you with? She said, with 2,000 sheep and 2,000 dinars. This lady is beyond herself with regards to what the generosity they've showed her. And then he says to her, wait right here. And then he matches both of them with 2,000 sheep and 2,000 dinars. And then he says to her, لو بدأت بي لأتعبتهما. If you had started with me, I would have made it hard for them. And I leave you with this. Al-Karim is the one who looks for avenues to manifest their generosity. I have a friend of mine who is one of the most hospitable people I know, mashallah, tabarakallah. He was a single guy living in a two-bedroom apartment in a very expensive city. And once I stayed at his house, because he insisted, of course, and I asked him, why do you have a second bedroom? You live alone. He simply said to me, for the guests. That is an example of someone who loves to give. And you know, the Arabs, they used to consider the highest level of generosity was actually hospitality, because there's a lot of vulnerability involved, obviously, in hosting guests. The Prophet ﷺ tells us in a hadith that's reported by Muslim that when you prepare the broth, add water to it and give it as a present to your neighbors. You're going to prepare the broth anyway, just add a little bit of water and give it to your neighbors. Generosity isn't just with money. It's with your time, your compliments, your advice, your presence, your smiles, your knowledge. Let us all aim to be more kareem. So let's inspire each other. Comment with one way that you can be generous today.